नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 2nd. Hiranyakashipu, king of the demons, this name of the chapter. Text today we are reading 10.
Tavadyata bhuvam juyam ब्रह्मक्षत्रसमेधिताम् सुदयध्वं तपोयज्ञ स्वाध्याय व्रतदानिनः तावदयात भूयं योऽयम् ब्रह्मक्षत्रसमेधिताम् सुदयध्वं तपोयज्ञ स्वाध्याय व्रतदानिनः तावदयात भूयं योऽयम् ब्रह्मक्षत्रसमेधिताम् सुदयध्वं तपोयज्ञ स्वाध्याय व्रतदानिनः तावत् एज लॉन्ग एज आई एम एंगेज इन द मैटर ऑफ किलिंग विष्णु याता गो भुवम To the planet Earth, Yuyam, all of you, Brahmakshatra of the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, Samedhitam, made prosperous by the activities of, made prosperous by the activities. Brahmanical culture and Vedic government. Sudhayadhva just destroy tapaha, the performance of the austerities, yagya, sacrifices, swadhyaya, study of the Vedic knowledge. Vrata, regulative vows, daninaha, and those giving charity. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. While I am engaged in the business of killing Lord Vishnu, go down to the planet Earth, which is flourishing due to Brahmanical culture and a Kshatriya government. These people engage in austerities, sacrifice, Vedic studies, regulative vow and charity. Destroy all the people thus engaged. Purport. Hiranyakashipu's main purpose was to disturb the demigods. He planned first to kill Lord Vishnu so that with the Lord Vishnu's death, the demigod would automatically weaken and die. Another of his plan was to disturb the residents of the planet Earth. the peace and prosperity of the residents of the earth and all other planets were maintained by the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:13, Chatur Varnam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasat. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. On all the planets, there are different types of residents, but the Lord recommends referring especially to the planet Earth, which is inhabited by human being. That society be divided into four varnas: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. Before the advent of Lord Krishna on this earth, it is understood that the earth was managed by Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. The duty of the Brahmanas is to cultivate sama, peacefulness, dama, self-control, titiksha, tolerance, satyam, truthfulness, saucham, cleanliness, and arjavam, simplicity, and then to advise Kshatriya's king how to rule the country or our planet. Following the instruction of the Brahmanas, the Kshatriya should engage the populace in austerity, sacrifice, Vedic study, and adherence to the rules and regulations established by the Vedic principles. They could also arrange for charity to be given to the Brahmana, Sannyasi, and temples. This is the godly arrangement of Brahminical culture. People are inclined to offer yajna because unless sacrifice is offered, there will be insufficient rain, yajnat bhavati parjanya, which will hamper agriculture activities. Parjanyat anasambhava. By introducing Brahminical culture, therefore, a Kshatriya government should engage people in performing yajna, studying the Vedas, and giving charity. Thus, the people will receive their necessity of life very easily, and there will be no disturbance in society. In this regard, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 3:12, Ishtan bhogan hi o deva, Ishtan bhogan hi vah deva, o deva, dasyante yajna bhavitah, tair dattan apratabhyo, yo bhukte sthena eva sah. In charge of the various necessities of life, the demigods, being satisfied by the performance of yajna, sacrifice, supply all necessity to man. But he who enjoys these gifts without offering them to the demigods in return is certainly a thief. The demigods are authorized supplying agent who act on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Therefore, they must be satisfied by the performance of prescribed yajna. In the Vedas, there are different kinds of yajna prescribed for different kinds of demigods, but all are ultimately offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For one who can't understand what the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, sacrifices to the demigods is recommended according to the different material qualities of the person concerned. Different type of yajna are recommended in the Vedas. Worship of different demigods is also on the same basis, namely, according to the according to different qualities. For example, meat eaters are recommended to worship the goddess Kali, the ghostly form of the material nature, and before the goddess, the sacrifice of animal is recommended. But for those in the mood of goodness, the transcendental worship of Vishnu is recommended. Ultimately, all yajñas are meant for gradual promotion to the transcendental position. For ordinary men, at least 5 yajñas known as Panch Mahayajna are necessary. One should know, however, that all necessity of life that human society requires are supplied by the demigod agents of the Lord. No one can manufacture anything. Consider, for example, all eatables of human society. These eatables include grain, fruits, vegetables, milk and sugar for person in the modes of goodness, and also eatables for the non-vegetarian, such as meat, none of which can be manufactured by men. Then again, take for example heat, light, water, and air, which are also necessary of life. None of them can be manufactured by human society. Without the Supreme Lord, there can be no profuse sunlight, moonlight, rainfall, or breeze, without which no one can live. Obviously, our life is dependent on the supply from the Lord. Even for our manufacturing enterprises, we require so many raw materials like metal, sulfur, mercury, manganese, and so many essential, all of which are supplied by the agents of the Lord, with the purpose that we should make proper use of them to keep ourselves fit and healthy. For the purpose of self-realization leading to the ultimate goal of life, namely liberation from the material bondage, material struggle for existence. This aim of life is attained by performance of yajna. If we forget the purpose of human life and simply take supplies from the agents of the Lord for sense gratification and become more and more entangled in material existence, which is not the purpose of creation, certainly we become thieves, and therefore we are punished by the laws of material nature. A society of thieves can never be happy, for they have no aim in life. The gross materialist thieves have no ultimate goal of life. They are simply directed to sense gratification, nor do they have knowledge of how to perform yajna. Lord Chaitanya, however, inaugurated the easiest performance of yajna, namely the Sankirtan yajna, which can be performed by anyone in the world who accepts the principle of Krishna consciousness. Hirship was planned to kill the inhabitants of earth so that yajna would stop and the demigods, being disturbed, would die automatically when Lord Vishnu, the Yajneswar, was killed. These were the demoniac plans of Hirakshipu, who was expert in such activities. This verse talks about the plans of demoniac plans. Demon, they have also some plan. There's also their agenda. They want to do something in this material world. Incidents is like Hiranyaksha, the brother of Hiranyakashipu, was killed by Varahadeva. Varahadeva appeared and he killed Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha. And due to this reason, this incident, Hiranyakashipu was overwhelmed by grief because separation of brother, and same time he was very much angry as well to Lord Vishnu. So, because his brother was killed by Lord Vishnu, Varahadev, his first mission was to kill, destroy Lord Vishnu. First plan. Demigod should be disturbed, they should be also be killed, but before he wanted to kill Lord Vishnu, because he has killed. One point, Hiranyakashipu has appreciated the sublime qualities of Lord Vishnu. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, I am equal to all living entities. Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. So Hiranyakashipu maintain this idea, philosophy, ideology that Vishnu is not partial, is impartial. But since demigod, they influence Krishna, Vishnu, so much so that he gave up his sublime quality, transcendental quality of equality, and he assumed a form of an animal, insignificant animal, Barah, boar, and he killed my brother, Hiranyaksha. So, his first business was to kill Lord Vishnu so that all other demigods could be disturbed and eventually they could be destroyed. So this verse talks about Tavad Yata Yuyam Bhuva. When I am engaged, my personal business is to destroy Vishnu. But your part, your duty, you go on the earthly planet. Tavad Yata. As long as I am busy in killing Vishnu, planning how I can kill Vishnu. Meantime, you go on the earthly planet. Tavad Yata Bhuyam Bhuvam Yuyam. You go to the earthly planet. And Hiranyakashipu talks about the one things about earthly planet. The earthly planet is Brahma Kshatra Samedhita. Earthly planet is flourish, maintained by Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Okay, he has to go to earthly planet. It appears that this conversation took place some higher planetary system. So you, all of my subordinate demoniac people, you go to earthly planet, which is very much prosperous, are maintained by Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. And what we should do there? Sudhayadhva, Sudhayadhva. Go there and inflict miseries, disturb them, kill them, destroy them. So everyone, all residents of earthly planet should be destroyed. No. You need not to kill every single person. I am giving a guideline. You have to kill. You are supposed to kill one who tapaha tapaha yagya swadhyaya bratadani. The people who are engaged in austerity tapaha, who are performing yagya and studying Vedic literature, and one who has taken austere vow for a spiritual progress, and Danina, one who is engaged in giving charity. So please destroy, kill them. Tapo yagya swadhyaya vratadanina. They should be destroyed. They should be killed. Here in this is the plan. This is such a nice plan. It's a Hiranyakashipu planning. You, my mission to kill Vishnu, but your mission on my behalf, go on earthly planet and kill or destroy. Tapah, tapo yagya swadhyay brat dani. Tap, one who is engaged in austerity. Yagya, anyone performing yagya. And swadhyay, a study of the Vedic literature. If someone is very much seriously engaged in studying Vedic literature, they should be killed. And danina, find out who is charitable person, who is willing to give charity to other people. They should be also killed. Prabhupada here talks about, since here, Brahma Kshatra Samedhitam, earthly planet, the residents of earth, the earthly planet, earth, they are maintained by Brahmanaksh and Kshatriyas. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about duty of a Brahman. Yes, the duty of a Brahman is to cultivate knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about the karma or duty or activities of the Brahman. Samo, damah, tapah, saucham, shantir, arjameva, gyan, vigyan, mastikyam, brahma, karma, sabhav. Brahman is supposed to cultivate knowledge. Sama means he should control his mind, that is samah manishthata buddhe. Control of mind, that is all sam, and controlling other senses, dam. Samo damah tapah, austerity. Tapah saucham, cleanness. Arjavan, straightforward. Or simplicity, or honesty. And gyan vigyan mastikyam, gyan, cultivation of knowledge. So, in Vedic culture, Brahmanical culture, a Brahman, I suppose, a Brahman cultivate this guna, especially knowledge, and study the Vedas, and then he is supposed to advise the ruling society, Kshatriyas. First, they cultivate knowledge. They derive knowledge from Vedic literature and they impart that knowledge to the Kshatriya. How to rule the kingdom, how to rule the earthly planet. And Kshatriya is supposed to implement the rules and regulations, how the society should be governed, how the society should be maintained. So, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, this is duty. So, here, in purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the Kshatriya. He should rule and country in such a way, implement the rules and regulations, and every single person should be engaged in performance of yajna. Yajna, sacrifice. Because all necessities of life we are getting by Lord Vishnu. Of course, sometimes directly or indirectly, sometimes the demigod, they are supplying agents of Krishna. So Krishna supplying, Vishnu supplies necessities of our life through his agents, demigod. And demigod should be satisfied by yajna. When the demigod would be satisfied by the performance of yajna, then there would be sufficient rain. And once there is sufficient rain, then sufficient grain would be produced. In Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna talks about annad bhavanti bhutani, by the food stuff, all the living entity are maintained, sustained by food stuff. And how we can produce the food, food stock, food, parjanyat anna sambhava. And the food stock, food that is be obtained by parjanya, means sufficient rain. And for sufficient rain, yajyat bhavati parjanya. By performance of yajna, when we performing yajna, yajna means prescribed duty, and yajna karma samudbhavam, when we prescribe, when we perform prescribed duty, which is advocated in Vedic literature, then that consists yajna, and by yajna, when performance of yajna, there will be sufficient rainfall, rain, and when there is sufficient rainfall, then grains would be produced, and by the grains, food, a living entity or earthly plant, they will maintain very nicely. So yajna is so much important. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, towards the end of instruction, 18th chapter, when Krishna talks about yajna, before all, when comes yajna dan tapah karma na tyajam karma vivata yajna dana tapascaiva pavanani manishina. Yajna dan tapah karma, yajna tapasya and charity, it should be never be given up, because this yajna, dan and tap, they purify even manishina, even great personality, though very highly elevated person, they also could be purified. Their purification could be enhanced by yajna, dan and tap. So the yajna must be performed. So in order to disturb the Vedic culture, prosperity of earth, samriddhi of earth, he is telling that if anyone is doing yajna, tapo yajna swadhyaya vratadani, you go ordering his subordinates, his servant, demoniac followers of Hiranyakashipu, go there on earthly planet and you destroy everything. So here one in a previous verse talks about certainly Lord Vishnu killed Hiranyaksha, brother of Hiranyakashipu. So why he wants to disturb other people? Why not directly killing or anything doing Vishnu? Because he is responsible. Vishnu has killed his brother. So why disturb other people? So he first, apart from Vishnu, he wanted to destroy, kill demigods as well, because his understanding was that Vishnu is equal, equipoised to all living entity. Since demigod, they induce Lord Vishnu, they influence Lord Vishnu, they somehow or other they are pleasing, worship the Lord Vishnu, and they told Lord Vishnu to kill my brother, so those people, the demigods also should be destroyed. And how we can destroy the demigods? We have to destroy the Brahminical culture. And in order to destroy Brahminical culture, this should be stopped in any cost. Yajna tapah tapah yagya swadhaya vratadhanina. This is the plan of Hiranyakashipu. He wanted to destroy every single thing. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about duty of the brahmanas, and we know that our life completely of our life is completely dependent on the supplying of Lord Vishnu. So if we want to maintain this society, prosperous society, peaceful society, then certainly we are advised in the Vedic literature to perform yajna. Yajna, performance. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about the when in the beginning of creation, when all the living entity were created, the yajna was also created. By performance of yajna, we can satisfy the demigods. And once the demigods are completely satisfied, they would supply the necessities of life. They will supply necessities of life. And since they are all the agents of, supplying agents of Krishna, so they supply necessities of life so that we can achieve the ultimate purpose of life, ultimate goal of life. And ultimate goal of life is to become free from entanglement of material existence. That is called liberation. That should be the aim of human form of life. So demigods supplying the necessity so that we can keep our body fit and healthy, and we can pursue the purpose of human form of life, liberation. Without yajna, we can't get the ultimate perfectional stage of human form of life. So yajna is necessary, must. However, in different ages and for different people, different type of yajna is recommended. Even some type of sacrifices is recommended for meat eaters as well. In Sri Prabhupada talks in this purport that meat eaters, they are advised or they are recommended to perform a certain type of yajna in front of Kali ji, Devi. They are advised or they are at least tolerated to offer animals and they eat that meat. So because there are some certain persons, they don't understand the position of Vishnu. They have no understanding about Supreme Personality of God. They are in lower stage of life. So for them, different type of yajna is recommended. But one who knows the ultimate goal of life is to please the Vishnu, so directly they are supposed to offer all sacrifices Lord Vishnu. Because all that, even demigod, they are part and parcel of Lord Vishnu. So once Vishnu is completely satisfied, all living entity, all demigod, including all living entity, everyone would be satisfied. In Srimad Bhagavatam, one place, Narada ji talks to Parcheta, Vishnu is the root of all, everyone. Yatha taror mool anisech anena tripyanti taskandha bhujo pasakha prano paharas chathendriyanam tathaiva sarvaharam achyute. Different type of yajna, instead of performing different type of yajna for different demigod, if we satisfy Lord Vishnu, then all living entity, including demigod, they will completely satisfied. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, example is given. If you put power, water in the root of the tree, then all limbs, all parts of tree would be completely satisfied. Trunk, branches, sub-branches, fruit and flowers, everyone will be satisfied completely. Simply you need to power put water in the root of the tree. Similarly, another example is you supply food stock in the stomach, then all limbs, all the body would be completely nourished. Similarly, if we satisfy Lord Vishnu, then it will be performance of all sort of yajna. Therefore, towards the end of this purport, Srila Prabhupada has talked about the easiest and most important, most powerful yajna recommended for this age of Kali. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated Sankirtan yajna. The most easiest method for performing yajna, and same time most potent, most effective and powerful yajna, that is Sankirtan yajna. Without yajna, without performance of yajna, we will not get ultimate perfection of human form of life. We will not revive our spontaneous attraction for Krishna without performance of yajna. So for this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated Sankirtan yajna. Lord Chaitanya, however, inaugurated the easiest performance of yajna, namely Sankirtan yajna, which can be performed by anyone in the world. This easiest yajna and most anyone can perform, and anywhere it could be performed, Sankirtan yajna. So if we want to keep, we want to peace and prosperity in the human society on earthly planet, and same time we are interested to make some substantial progress in the spiritual life. So for this age of Kali, it is recommended, inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we should perform yajna, and that yajna is Sankirtan yajna. Chanting the name of Lord Vishnu, glorifying Lord Vishnu, and especially for this age of Kali, there are different thousands of mantra in the Vedic literature. But most important mantra of the all Vedic literature is this mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Srila Prabhupada talks about the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated, introduced this yajna, Sankirtan yajna. So it was a demoniac plan, because demons, they are always against the spiritual life. In one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada talks about that a devotee, demigod, they always follow footsteps of Lord Vishnu. They follow the instruction of Lord Vishnu. And demons, they are completely opposing the instruction of Lord Vishnu. So since he wanted to destroy, so demoniac plan of Hiranyakashipu was to destroy, the kill Lord Vishnu, kill all the demigods, and same time he wanted to disturb peace and prosperity of the earthly planet. So by destroying the yajna, tapo yajna swadhyaya vratada, tap yajna swadhyaya vrata and dan, charity. This should be maintained. Really, we want to pursue a spiritual life, we want to make substantial progress, then we should engage ourselves in tapasya. We must accept voluntary some inconvenience for a spiritual life, a tapasya. Like taking bath early morning with cold water, it is not very much pleasant, but if we want to attend Mangala Arati, then you must do that. That it got voluntary, no one force, don't put water on you. You voluntary, sweksha, you go on the shower. That is recommended. That it got tapa. For spiritual place, for bhakti, we voluntary, sweksha, we accept some inconvenient. And yajna, performance of yajna. Here, samkirtan yajna. Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means Vedadhyan, a study of Veda, and Vrata. We must accept, take some austere vow in order to please Vishnu. We understand that Lakshmi Devi, she wanted to, or she is willing to enter in the Ras Leela of Krishna. For that end, for that purpose, she accepted very, she gave up all the pleasure and delight of heaven, delight of Vaikuntha, and came here in the Braj. She took austere vow and performing austerity in Belban still. So, if really we want something, Dhruv Maharaj accepted austere vow in order to please Lord Vishnu. So, Vrata, he should accept some vrata and danina. Dan, charity is recommended. Krishna says, yagyo danam tapasyaiva pavanani manishinam. Even one is very much sublime, his character very much is purified. Still, yagya, dan and tap, they could purify even manishina, great personality. So we should accept this. If really we are interested to make some substantial progress in spiritual life. So he was, it's a demoniac problem, he is completely opposing, this should be destroyed. Unless and until this should be destroyed, there will be no disturbance in the earthly planet. So he wanted, his mission was to disturb the residents of earthly planet. So this is demoniac plans. There are also some spiritual plan, godly plan, demigodly plan, that is Samkirtan Yajna. For that reason, for that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated Samkirtan Yajna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Here I stop. Any question or come over for it. You can take help of mic and it will be better.
So Krishna's everything, Krishna's plan, everything is wonderful. But why demoniac plan come from Krishna? Why is he doing this in the Ganesha?
मैं क्या कह सकता प्रिया सिंह एवरीथिंग इज प्लान बाय कृष्ण व्हाई दिस डिमोनियक प्लान इज बेटर आस्क टू हिरण्यकशिपु व्हाई ही इज डूइंग दिस वे एंड आई एम नॉट द लाइक एजेंट ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु व्हाट आई कैन से ही शुड नॉट हैव प्लान इन दिस वे दैट आई कैन से एनी अदर comment or question? Oh, yes, Mataji. You have to speak louder or you have to take help of mic? Either louder or take help of mic. Again, please. Kya? Who is the best qualified or suitable person for dan? In this purpose, Prabhupada talks about Brahman, Sannyasi and temple. charity should be given to a qualified person. And Brahmanas, sannyasis and temple, in this purpose, they are fit candidates, qualified candidates to receive charity donations. तो आप सोचिए उन लोगों को देना है कि नहीं देना है. दिस इज ऑल्सो योर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी डिस्क्रिमिनेट सी वेदर दे आर डिजर्व आर नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू डू द नीडफुल. ओके प्रभु. Previously always this mantra was in existence and many people like Dhru Maharaj chanted name of Lord Vishnu. But publicly, previously individually people were doing some Kirtan Jaga, no doubt. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially give like stress ki only this Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiran. Though in previous age this appears this verse, Harinam, importance of Harinama was given, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exclusively he gave importance of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That reason why it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated. Widely he inaugurated this Sankirtan movement. Introduce Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.